Mandy,
Hello, Katie.
I found you.
You did. You did. You know what's disturbing is when I'm listening to the podcast and I'm like one ends and I don't realize it's about to turn over and all of a sudden I hear somebody saying, Mandy.
Calling your name.
Who's in my house?
Who's in my house? I love it. I love it. Speaking of podcasts, I listened today. No, yesterday as I was driving back and forth to my conga to get my hair done to Good Hang with Leanne Morgan. Have you listened to that yet?
Okay, so I don't mean to step into your designated time,
No,
but I
you're good.
have a question.
All right.
And I asked it on Instagram last night and nobody responded. And here's my brain, y'all, and we'll get through the whole thing and then we can talk about it. Number one, does Leanne Morgan really sound like that?
She
Number
addresses
two,
that in the
wait,
podcast.
is that really her name? And number three, why am I suddenly singing, I'm looking for something in red?
So, have you listened to the
Would anyone
podcast
like to join me here in my brain?
No.
No,
Well, yeah, in your brain,
I can't
yes.
listen to her.
Out loud, no. Yes, she addresses it in the podcast. That is her accent. She is not faking it.
It's not her accent. It's where her voice is positioned in
Oh,
her palate.
yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. So, yeah, that's her. What was the question number two?
I have a hard time listening to her.
Oh, okay. See, I love her.
I think everything I hear her say is funny.
Yeah.
It's the literal position of her voice in her
Okay.
palate
Well, maybe you should
that I
help her
have a
with
real
that.
hard. I want her to like pop a bubble in her mouth or something.
And yes,
Like,
that
I don't.
is really her name, Chuck. She's married to Chuck Morgan. Or as she calls him, Chuckina sometimes. But they have their daughters are Tess and oh, I can't remember the middle daughter's name, but yes, that's her. I'm very so you must not be very excited about her sitcom on Netflix that comes out tomorrow.
I mean, I think she's funny.
Yeah, her voice. Yeah.
I have a hard time with the voice.
Yeah. I get
And
it.
I can't figure out how that's really how she talks. Like, I get an accent. Hello, have you heard me?
Yeah, right. Same.
But it's just something about, I don't know how a person could naturally produce that sound from their mouth,
I
is
mean,
all I'm
I don't know
saying.
much about the app, the Knoxville, and she's actually not from Knoxville originally. She's from a little bitty farming town west of Knoxville. And so I don't know how they talk there, but apparently like that.
Apparently, it's all stuck up in their palate.
Apparently so. Apparently so. Well, the reason I'm so excited about that show coming out is because we are kind of in the space between the sports. I mean, Mandy's going to talk a little bit about the Braves, but
And now I'm singing Dave Matthews.
there we
The
go.
space between.
Between, yep.
Sorry, go
That's
ahead.
called musical Tourette's. That's what we have. I do the same thing.
Yes, I have it. I have it.
Yep. The Little League World Series has not yet begun. The
I
Braves are
think they should
not worth.
cancel.
Whoa. If that,
Anyway.
y'all, if they don't let these teams in, Katie Griffiths is going to have some very strong words to say loud and proud about it.
Shameful.
It's awful.
Shameful is what it is.
Awful. The SEC new documentary on Netflix comes out about SEC football any given Saturday on the 5th. So we're getting to a point in my world where I'm excited about sports coming up. Mandy was excited about baseball until the Braves started sucking. I don't know
Now
if
she's a Cubs fan.
yeah, she's
There's
a Cubs
another
fan.
sports documentary. Oh, I know. It's on ESPN Plus, I think. It's about, and I can't remember his name, Jim something. He was a one-armed pitcher back in the late 80s, early 90s. Like, you'll
Okay.
remember him when you see him, because he
Yeah.
and I think he pitched I think he either pitched a no-hitter or a perfect game. I can't remember. But I heard him on a couple of baseball podcasts. That'd be another one to add to your list. You would
I
enjoy
think
that.
so. Definitely. So I'll check out ESPN Plus when we get off our podcast today. That's something that would definitely interest me. I love it. But we're kind of in that space between, I mean, even golf, which I follow just, because I like, I got to know a lot of the guys on that Full Swing documentary. Know Russell from Macon, so I watch golf a little bit more than I used to, but I mean, not a whole lot. I did watch, which we don't have it on there, but I did watch Happy Gilmore too. Have you watched it, Mandy?
Not yet.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it later then.
You know, have we talked about the fact that I don't like silly?
Well, then you won't like it. I liked it because it was
I
very
don't know that I've ever seen.
nostalgic.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever even seen Happy Gilmore.
I watched it. It's right now it's on Netflix. And so I watched it before I watched two as kind of a reminder. And it's really funny. I will say Bad Bunny is about the funniest human. I was
I have heard that.
is so cute. Travis Kelce, adorable. Scottie Scheffler, amazing. Arnold Palmer, no, Jack Nicklaus, amazing. There's some great lines, there's some great cameos. If you like that kind of stuff, I think it's worth the watch. But Mandy, we'll see what you think if you decide to watch it.
I probably should watch it, given my attitude about things in general right now.
Yeah.
I could use a little silly.
You
Maybe
could
it
use
would
a
help
little
me
silly.
lighten up.
It would. It's really funny. It's not going to win an Oscar, but it
Yeah,
is
well,
really
yeah.
good. Yeah, it is really, really good. So I enjoyed it immensely. So upcoming, we have, some things coming up. So that'll be fun. Again, if they mess with the Little League World Series, I don't know what I'm going to do, y'all. I don't know. That kind of bleeds into my next thing. Which is my mental wellness journey. We've talked a lot on here about, Mandy, I know, has gotten, talked about her. I think you use BetterHelp, is that right? Or you have, yeah. And I have come very far in my self-help life. Like, I take care of my skin a lot better, and my weight loss has been very helpful. And I'm valuing myself and my body a lot better than I have ever in my life right now. And one thing that our bishop in the Methodist Church advocates for, and they talked a lot about while I was in school at Candler for pastoral care, is having a therapist. As a pastor, we take on a lot of people's stuff. And I have been through some stuff as well. And I've always been able to rely before on my relatives and friends that are mental health professionals, but it is pastime for me to do that. And so I've got good new health insurance, and I am hooked up with a really good therapist that I met with today, and I'm very excited. It's a female. She
Good.
pastors a lot of pastors, or counsels a lot of pastors, and she was recommended by a very good friend of mine that I trust. And I'm not in crisis or anything. It is not a thing where I am in, dire need for this, but it's just time for me to start adding that piece to all the things I'm doing for myself, because damn it, I
I
deserve
think everybody
it.
would benefit from therapy.
I
I
think
mean,
so. I
whether
mean,
you're happy as a clam
yeah.
in the depths of the deep,
Yeah.
like the challenge though is always finding a good one. So I'm
Yes.
glad you've got like a good recommendation.
Yes. Instantly,
Yeah,
I connected with her.
when I was doing BetterHelp, I swear there was like a stretch of like 3 weeks where I would just one time even like I logged on and I just looked at the room the woman was in
Yeah.
and I was like, yeah, no.
No.
And I can't remember what she said to me. The first comment she made was something so misogynistic that I just hung up. Like I
Yeah.
just ended the Zoom.
Yeah.
It didn't say hey, goodbye. Like I just ended it, which was great. I love that I could just do that.
Yeah.
And then she's like calling my phone. She's like trying, like, she thought we had gotten disconnected. And
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm like, no. No, honey,
No.
I ain't about you and your silly guest bedroom. Goodbye.
No. Yeah. So,
So
you know,
anyway, I'm
this is
excited for
somebody
you, and
that,
I'm glad it's somebody
yeah.
vetted.
Yes. She works with all kinds of people, but it's a female, which I think is important for me. You know, there are great male counselors out there, but I think for me in this profession and the way it's very male dominated, having a female that sees that is very important. So I was glad. I've got a list of them, but I talked to her today and was just like, yeah, you'll be good. Yep.
Good,
You're my kind of people.
good.
So I encourage you, just like Mandy has encouraged you and encouraged me off and on air to find somebody because it is so important. It's just an aspect of our health that we neglect. You know, I have great doctors and dentists, and I'm going to see my eye doctor next week. That's on the list to get, you know, much stronger lenses after being in school for 3 years. But this is just another person to add to my tribe of people that help care for me. And so I'm really thrilled with that. So she was like, "Are
Good.
you close to me? I'm in Decatur." I said, "I'm not close to anybody." So it'll be telehealth, ma'am. She's like, "Oh, great,
Yeah.
that's fine."
Yeah.
So, even doing it online, I'm thrilled about it. So,
Yeah.
you know, the things I'm looking forward to, one of them we've already talked about, that, you know, it's the little things, a Leanne Morgan show. You know, Jamie Lee Curtis was on talking about a Murder, She Wrote reboot that she's doing. I think that'll be fun because I love that growing up.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah. So, you know, there are some things I'm definitely looking forward to. I'm also being asked to teach some classes for the South Georgia Conference in pastoral care and
Good.
lay ministry, and that's kind of how I came into this practice of pastoring and this job. So I'm really thrilled that people see my journey and see value in it, and I'm very thankful to be able to help in that way. So I've got a lot on my calendar coming up, but it's all good stuff. And so
Good.
and I don't know if I'm looking forward to it, but you know, SEC football is coming up. I'm not sure how we're gonna do. I know our coach is really good at golf. I don't know how good he's done with coaching this summer, so we'll see. As I think I said last, I know I said it during football games last year. Our mascot won the national championship in 2024. That's probably all we're gonna have. And as my grandfather used to say, at least the band will be good. So, if nothing else, the marching band and the mascot will be great. So, we'll
There
see.
you go.
But I'm still looking forward to
There
it.
you go.
And the Little League World Series, I'm also very much looking forward to. Set your calendars for all of those great sporting events coming up. So, that's all I got. Just a few things to look forward to.
Listen, I'm over here in murder podcast land.
Oh.
I got on one of my tangents yesterday, as I tend to do sometimes. I had to go out into the world, and that tends to get me a
Yes.
little manic. You know, I have to get manic energy to be able to do it.
Yep.
And so, that's talking to my Instagram. I don't know why, it's just how I operate. But it dawned on me, you know, I used to listen to political podcasts. I cannot do that anymore because I just get anxious and nauseated. So,
Yep.
no, thank you. And I used to listen to baseball podcasts a lot, and I still listen to some, but it's just not as interesting. Even though, like, I'm a baseball fan, I'm not
Yes, you
just a
are.
Braves fan, I'm a baseball fan.
Yeah.
So I still find some of it interesting, but it's just not as interesting now that the Braves are not involved in anything. So it's all murder all the time.
Love it.
And like, I find myself going. Like, if a podcast is coming up that I subscribe to and I'm like, I don't feel like that, I'll just go to Dateline or 48 Hours and just listen to one after another after another. So I've been coming up with some murder cast tips of things you need to look out for, things I've learned from listening to these murder casts. That's
All
all I'm
right.
doing, just murder. Murder all the time.
Love it.
It's
I
real
love it.
healthy.
I love
Real
it.
healthy.
Yes. Well, it's better
As I
than
said,
actual murder on your part.
well, I'm never dating again, and I'm sharpening my knives. That's what I'm gonna tell you.
I think I'm there as well. I had somebody from my past come back up out of nowhere, and it kind of solidified that even the ones that got away are not worth. Nope, I'm done.
I just was listening to an interesting armchair expert episode where they had a girl. Her first name was Carter. Carter Sherman is her name,
Okay.
and she writes for The Guardian. And she was sort
Okay.
of talking about how the younger kids are having sex less and less, and they were kind of going through all the reasons. And then she just kind of offhandedly said, yeah, and 50 and 60-year-old women are having sex a lot less too. And I thought, you believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so in addition to my murder podcast, I am still watching the Braves. My current setup is I tend to have the Braves and the Cubs on, but I'm listening to the Cubs, and I just have the Braves on.
Just in
And like when the
case.
Cubs go to commercial break, I'll flip over, check in or whatever. But last night, apparently after I had turned both games off because they were both getting their butts kicked, and I decided to go watch the latest episode of what's the name of the show on HBO? Hello, I'm
Gilded
50.
Age.
With Yes, decided to go watch the latest episode of The
So
Gilded Age
good.
instead.
So good.
Apparently, Ronald Acuna, who just is back from his second ACL tear, apparently he was running to get to a ball in the gap. Well, actually, when it first showed up, he was running to catch a ball in foul territory, and he kind of saw him. He didn't come up limp like like they say about a dog. He didn't like pick his foot up like he didn't fall down, but it was like you could tell he was like limping. And then some amount of time later, I don't know when, he went to was chasing a ball in the gap and like normally would very easily get to the ball, and he could not run and get there. He came out of the game with Achilles tightness. Y'all,
Uh-oh, Mandy froze.
devastated for him.
Oh, I
I'm
know.
devastated
I
for
know.
him. Oh God, I hope he's. I hope so. I started thinking about Braves fans will remember. I think it was 2020. I think it was our short year that Michael Soroka, and I think it was opening day that Michael Soroka was pitching and tore his Achilles on the mound. And so I just keep flashing back to
Yep.
that. He could not put any weight on his foot. So typically when you tear an Achilles, like you can't put any weight on it.
Yeah.
You have to be carried off. Like it's, and he came off the field of his own volition. And like, I just, he is just, he's an amazing baseball player. It's bad for him, obviously, first and foremost. I truly worry about his mental health
Yes.
of making it through another year of rehab. That affects his legacy as a player. Like it just, but then on top of that, it's just bad for baseball, and it sure as hell bad for Braves fans. Like we may just all just give it up altogether. My
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Thank God we lived through the 80s. We know how to do it, but God.
Yeah. So bad.
So I just really
Bless him.
hope it's not torn. I'm trying to recruit people to become Cubs fans because they're going to make it to the postseason, y'all. And so if you want to watch some baseball, and Dansby's on there, so you've like already got an in.
You've already got an
And then
in.
there are all these people, great guys on the team who you would love. Let
Yeah.
me tell you about them.
Right.
Join me. I will recruit you. But anyway, nobody's really biting yet. I'm trying.
I mean, I don't watch a lot of baseball, but when I do, I'll definitely be a Cubs fan if I'm not a Braves fan, because I do love some Dansby.
Good. Good. That's what we're asking for.
Yeah.
In other baseball news, there was some video, and I learned about this on the Casuals podcast. Our friend Katie Nolan, who I love and adore, if y'all aren't listening to her podcast, it is so good. She is so funny, and she quite often has comedians on as guests because her fiance is a comedian, so she knows a lot of comedians. So it just ends up being hysterical. So she had a woman on yesterday as a guest, and most of the guests are casual sports fans, and so Katie, they'll just talk about sort of what they know.
Yeah.
So she's talking to this one, and she said, "Have you seen the clip of the Phillies fan at Yankee Stadium?" And the one was like, "The blah blah blah." And Katie's like, "No, not that. Let us pull it up for you, y'all." Apparently, there were some people. They were in the outfield. He had on a Phillies jersey. We're told that her tank top was a Yankees tank top, and somebody's filming them from behind, from maybe two rows behind. So they're sort of above and behind filming them. He was performing a sexual act on her there in the outfield, and she came to fruition. And the whole thing was filmed.
It was, shall we say, the climax of the game.
Y'all.
I don't, so I saw the still shots of it, and I was like, I
You
can't.
gotta watch the video. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm a little impressed by her ability. Uh-oh, Katie, we may have to pause for a minute because I
Okay.
think this may be my client who's coming to
Oh,
drop
sure.
some document.
Sure. We will pause.
Okay, good. Good.
Mandy, you're back.
Okay, sorry.
No,
Sorry.
you're good. You're good. You're good.
Beach law requires you to meet your client downstairs and sweat in the sun sometimes.
Wet sock.
Anyway, y'all should Google the Phillies fan at Yankee
Cool.
Stadium, and you should listen to Katie Nolan's podcast because it's hysterical.
I love it.
And that's all.
Good. Yeah.
That's all I really want. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Well, I wanted to interject one more thing, Mandy. I don't know how long this sale is going to last, but you've got your thing where you rage listen to murder podcasts. Well, my friend Rage buys diverse or yeah, t-shirts. And like she got one the other day that has all of the Sesame Street people on it, and it says resist across it. But I Bitter Southerner, which you know we love, they sell our friend Jem's book and many others, and great t-shirts. They're having a sale, they're all half off. And I got myself tomato and mayo because you know it's my favorite sandwich ever. And I got libraries are essential because we love to read around here. And so there are many, many more. There's one that I wish I could wear, although I loved my time in my school where I grew up, but it says property of public school or something, or product of public school. I can't wear that one. That was the only one I
Yeah.
can't wear. Because I've never been to even my college and now my graduate school are all private institutions. So there we go. But there were some great
Yeah,
ones.
I've got
There's
it.
all
My liberal water bottle, as my friend Susie calls it, I have a proud product of public school sticker on that.
There we go. There we go. And you know, they do still have Gulf of Mexico t-shirts, Mandy, for you if you need that, or
I do
all
need to get
y'all,
that one.
or I almost
I was trying to lay off on the t-shirt purchasing because I have
yeah.
many, many,
Yeah.
many. And I told Katie, I wish she'd have told me she wanted a tomato mayo because I just sent mine to the Goodwill because I had to clean out some of my t-shirts.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, they have good ones.
Yes. So I wanted to tell you about a book this week because I haven't met anything new because it's still vegetable season, you know. It's getting to the end of it, but we're in vegetable season. I
Yeah.
wanted to tell you about a book that I read. Mandy, have you read this book? Do you know anything about this
I
book?
have not. I have not.
So the book that I read last is called The Names by Florence Knapp, and it was a Read with Jenna book. It is really thought-provoking. It is very hard to read, but it is important, I think, to read. So if you still are in your beach read mode, do not read this book yet. So the premise of the book is very interesting. I'm not going to spoil anything by telling you this. You learn most of this in the blurb of the book, or in the first section. So the book is set up very different than any book I've ever read before. It's about a mother who has to take her child to register their name at the town hall in the little town in England where they live. And it follows three different scenarios of three different names that she could choose. So the first scenario is if she names the little boy what her daughter wants to name the baby, which is Bear. And it's a fun, sweet name, and but the father is extremely abusive, and a lot of stuff happens because she names the baby Bear. And the second scenario, she names the baby Julian, which I think means something like father's star or something. So not named after the father, but named in honor of the father. And it's a little less
Yeah.
dramatic what happens, but it's still not what he wanted, what the father wanted. And the third scenario is she names the baby Gordon, which is after her father, the father of the child, who is well respected in the community as a doctor, but behind closed doors, he is not a very nice person. And it checks in with this family every 7 years in each of the three scenarios of the name of this choosing. And it is very interesting what is inevitable, what happens in each and every situation. It is very interesting what the trauma that happens in each of the scenarios puts into motion in each of the namings. But there is a lot of trauma. So I'm just going to preface the book with that. It is very good, it is very well written. It is very well developed. It is a very interesting premise. But after the first section, I had to put it down for about a week.
Yeah.
So just know going into it that it is very hard to read, but I think it is so very important to hear stories of women that survive and are victims of abuse. Because even though this is a really interesting way to frame it, this happens a lot in our world. And so I think it's an important book. But just know going in, it is not always an easy read. It has definite sweet moments, it has definite redemptive times and times of joy, but it is very hard to read. But I highly recommend it. So,
The
not to be Debbie Downer, but I mean, that's what I read. And I think this group especially would appreciate this book.
premise of it sounds a little bit. Have you ever read any Kate Atkinson books?
No.
Particularly, I had to get because I don't remember.
Right.
Life After Life,
I've heard of
is sort of
that.
the same. It's sort of the same. It's not exactly the same, but it's a similar sort of if this happened, then this happened, but
Right.
the sort of sliding doors, sort of.
Yes, so that was what I kind of liken it to is sliding doors. Like, do you catch the train or do you not? Do you name the child what you want to name him, or do you name him what you know will keep you safe? And so it is really, really good, but it's really, really heavy. So prepare yourself to read it, but it is definitely worth the read.
Well, I will check that out.
Yes, so that's my
Literally.
book. Yes, you should. It's really, really good. Mandy,
Okay.
you've got some favorites that are very different than my book selection that are very uplifting, literally. So I'm really excited to see what
We
you've
do sort of
got
have a
for.
theme. I didn't
It
even realize
does.
it.
Yes. Whoop.
Our friend and listener Melanie commented on our Instagram
Yes.
about the first one. So it's a product by Mega Babe, which if you've never gotten any Mega Babe products, they have several really good things. I have linked here to the body dust,
Okay.
which if you are of a certain age, it will take you back to watching your grandmother get dressed.
Okay.
Because I bought a big old puff, and you just put the powder on it and put it all over yourself like your mamaw used to do. The good news is this particular body dust does not have any talc in it, so we won't be
Okay.
getting any cancers. And I also have the thigh rescue and the travel size so that
Okay.
you can just keep it in your purse, and it's great for chafing anywhere. Your
Okay.
thighs if needed, but anywhere you might chafe, just put a little thigh rescue on and you are good to go. But Melanie recommended the bust dust, and I don't have it, but it looks really neat. It's in a bottle, it's not an aerosol spray, but it's just a spray that has the powder in it. And so you can just, for those of you who have breasts, unlike me, you can just lift your breast up and spray the powder under it. That's not a worry I've ever been lucky enough to have, because I'm flat.
It is a an
And I'm
issue
still
a lot of time.
traumatized about it from the 7th grade.
I have gotten when I started working out, I have gotten yeast infections under there because when you're and I have some medicated powder. I wish I had known about Mega Babe boob dust, or I would have gotten that a long time ago. So I've definitely gone
Dust,
on and
dust, dust.
bust dust. I've gotten on the website and I'm definitely gonna look around when we're done today.
Yeah, so they got all kind of deodorant and all kinds of stuff. And it's if you should follow their founder, whose name eludes me at the moment, but
Sure, it's on the
she's
screen.
great. She's a good follow.
Good.
He actually just wrote a book too. But anyway. Bust dust or body dust, if you want to pretend like you're your grandma. Next are Notori bras, my
Continuing the
very favorite
theme.
bra in the world. Yeah, exactly. My very favorite bra in the entire world is the Notori Feathers bra, which I have linked to. Well, I'm not sure this is it, because the one I linked to said it's like a plunge t-shirt basics bra. I'm not sure that's the one. I don't remember it having all of that. I just remember it being Notori Feathers. But it's got like a lace back, and it's got just a little bit of lace on it. So it's still pretty. And again, remember, I'm flat. So if you have boobs, this may not be the bra for you. I cannot speak to your needs. But if you are a member of the itty bitty, the Notori Feathers bra would be highly recommended. And if you wanted to look at Nordstrom, which is what I think I linked to
Yeah,
Nordstrom,
you did.
anniversary sale. They always are a part of the anniversary sale, and you can get some good deals
There
at
we
this
go.
moment. And then the other thing, in addition to murder podcasts and sort of baseball, I've been catching up on And Just Like That. And I can't quit it. I can't quit it. I hate it. I hate parts of it. I
Okay.
absolutely hate parts of it. But then there's a moment like Charlotte and Carrie hugging in the Walgreens, and I'm right back to, 2002 crying over their friendship. I mean, oh. So anyway, I hate Aiden. I'm
Yes.
sorry if you're Team Aiden, you are wrong. He is an insipid, insufferable, gross human being who once ate Kentucky Fried Chicken in his tidy whities, and I will never be over it. I hate Aiden. Hate him. I want you to shut up and go back to Virginia, and I never want to hear from you again. Goodbye. Anyway, I'm not finished yet. I think based on what I've seen, on social media that I will be pleased with the ending of the season, based on my hate of Aiden. But I'm not sure yet.
I
But
believe that
God,
is
I
also the
hate Aiden.
truth. I've just seen snippets.
And I'm not even saying, like it was always a Big versus Aiden debate. Listen, I'm not here for that either. I am like Team Carrie, even though she is also insufferable a lot of the time. But listen, we don't have to be on, one or the other. There are many opportunities in this world, and let's not settle for a whiny man who will not text you back wearing and he wears tidy whities and eats KFC in New York City. Think of all the food you could order in New York City. He
Surely
is
there's
not in
somebody they can come up with.
poultry, right?
Whoa.
Anyway, so yeah, so I'm sorry, I just love And Just Like That. I can't quit it. I think people our age understand. So, what have you got going on this week, Katie?
This week, just work. Visiting. I've got some members that are in need of a little pastoral care, so I've been doing that today. And that's about it. Just same old, waiting for I've been watching Gilded Age, and waiting for sports to come back. Next week is our we're starting to ramp up with all the things we've already talked about. So I'm just waiting for that. How about you? What are you doing?
I've been decluttering a lot, getting all unnecessary stuffed items out of my house so that the dust mites cannot live there. So I'll probably just keep doing that because even though I live in 580 square feet, there's plenty to clean out. And then at some point, I'll be headed to Nashville. Because my mother is moving from her, I don't know, 3,000 square foot house that I still don't understand why she ever bought in the first place, but she did. She's moving from that into independent living.
Love it.
So we have some downsizing to do. It's not going to be quite as painful as it is for those of y'all who lived in one house your entire life and then have to do this because my dad moved my mom around all over tarnation. But I will say she's been in this house for at least 10 years, and I'm not sure that she has thrown anything away in 10 years. Like, she hadn't cleaned that house out. I mean, she's thrown away her trash, but she has not cleaned that house out. I'm not sure she's thrown away an Amazon box in 10 years. I think she has just put them all into her spare room. Which, might be helpful to her at this moment now that she is packing. But I don't know. So that's what I'll be doing at some point next week. I don't know when. I'm trying to delay it as long as possible.
I
But
cannot
I'm gonna
wait
have
to
to go up there at some
see
point.
the rage Instagram reels. That's what I'm looking forward to.
So, like, what do you do with, like, she set up because my sister lives in Nashville, so she's always had her own house. And my mama, being the sweet mama, wanted me to have a room in her house, like just like we did growing up. She wanted me to still have a room in her house. So she set up my childhood bedroom suite, however you pronounce that. And on the wall, so we did the three musicals that I starred in high school, South Pacific, Oklahoma, and Hello, Dolly. And so on the wall in that room are framed like snapshots of me on stage with either the poster from them advertising the show around town, or the Hello, Dolly actually has a letter from Dr. Thomas Estes that he wrote and left in our mailbox after he saw me perform. What do I do with those?
I mean, I see a little bit of wall space behind you.
Really? Do you?
No.
A fiend.
Sleep with them in the bed. I don't know. Hang them on your
I
ceiling.
mean,
But you
do
can't
I
get
want? I
rid
mean, I
of
want
it.
to keep them. I know,
Yeah.
but where do I do? What do I do with them?
I don't
So,
know.
like, that's what next week
Hang
is
them
going to
off
be
your
full of.
balcony so everybody can see how great you are in high school.
Oh my God, I feel weird when I sleep in that room now. I can't imagine having them in my own house. Like, if I had an office or something, and
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would be fun.
I don't.
Especially the
So
letter. Don't
that's
get
gonna
rid
be.
of the letter.
Oh, I know. I definitely can't get rid of
No.
that. Dr. Thomas, how sweet is that?
I love it. So
So
precious.
sweet. So anyway, that's what next week will be full of for me.
I can't wait.
Good times. Good
Yep.
times.
It's not
And
me
telling
doing
my
it.
mother 111 times an hour, throw it away.
Away. Yeah.
So anyway,
Yes.
well,
Well, and
everybody try to stay cool.
let me tell you,
It's impossible.
it's so hot. It's so hot, but hopefully by this weekend it'll be a little better.
Yeah, hopefully so. Everybody have a good one. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Go find your people.